The Nightingale Conant Corporation is pleased to present The Silva Method, tapping the secrets of the mind for total self-mastery. The training you are about to commence will change your life by showing you how to use more of your mind. Just as over the past 25 years, it has enabled millions of people to use more of their minds. In 88 countries, from Argentina to Zimbabwe, and in all 50 states of the USA, the Silva Method is giving people of every race, creed, and educational level the tools to make a better life for themselves, their families, and everyone they're in contact with. Now, for the first time, it's available to you on audio cassette for home study. Here is the method that will put the powers of your higher intelligence to work for a fuller, richer, ever more successful life. And now, here's a brief introduction from the founder of the Silva Method.
This is José Silva. The human mind is a magnificent organ of intelligence. Unfortunately, we are not taught how to fully use it. In fact, because of our limited understanding of the mind and our limited expectations of it, we limit the mind's ability to function at its full potential. You are about to change that. You are about to take a portion of the 4-day Silva Method training that will empower you to go on to achieve an inner consciousness referred to by spiritual leaders as the kingdom within. Why a kingdom? Because you become a ruler. You take control of your behavior. You raise your IQ. You increase your influence for good, your problem-solving ability, your creativity and intuition. For success in this training, you must do more than simply listen to the voices on these tapes. You must follow their instructions for relaxing and programming yourself. The mind is like a computer. The Silva Method puts you in control of that computer so that you can program it with both words and mental pictures. The prominent male voice that you'll hear is that of Dr. Bob Stone, one of our veteran trainers who over the past 2 decades has brought the Silva Method to his home state of Hawaii and to a number of countries around the world. The female voice that you'll hear on this program is my daughter, Laura Silva, who took part in the original research and is today one of our most dynamic trainers. Laura and Bob will be valuable allies in helping you achieve your goals. But there's a third person who's even more important. That person is you. On these tapes, you'll be asked to do simple, natural mental exercises, and you'll be given easy step-by-step instructions for doing them. Let me remind you that you cannot do these exercises while driving a car or doing anything else that demands your full attention. During certain exercises, you'll be asked to keep your eyes closed. You may listen to the program while driving, but don't do the exercises until you're able to sit in a comfortable chair in privacy and close your eyes. Please remember that Silva training is sequential. That is, you progress from tape to tape, getting better as you go. So it's not advisable to skip ahead. I know that if you follow these procedures, this program will be a monumental experience for you, and that like the others who have gone before you, you'll be able to use your mind in ways you never thought possible. Yet, this is just the beginning. To access even more of your inner genius, I hope that you'll take advantage of the bonus tape that's included with this program, and that you'll consider enrolling later in the 4-day Silva Method training. Now it's time to begin the program. I wish you all the best for listening, learning, and doing.
Welcome, and congratulations on making one of the wisest decisions of your life. With the Silva Method, you'll learn how to get beyond the quantitative, rationalistic, left-brain thinking that dominates our world. And you'll learn to access a deep, meditative, right-brain level of mind where your mental powers are virtually unlimited. Jose Silva is a seminal figure in the evolution of human consciousness and achievement. And when you've learned to use his principles and techniques, there's no reason why you can't make truly great contributions of your own. By listening to these tapes, by performing the exercises you'll be introduced to, and by practicing what you hear in your daily life, you'll discover the secrets of how the greatest geniuses and the leading achievers of all time have used their mental powers. You'll be able to use the mental tools of the Silva Method to bring fulfillment to every area of your life. To begin your adventure in learning to gain control of your own mind's unlimited powers, let's take an overview of just what you're going to discover in this program. At the outset, you'll learn how one man, Jose Silva, harnessed powerful scientific and spiritual forces to develop a revolutionary new method for using the human mind more productively. He did it on his own, without the vast resources of any university or corporation. Indeed, during the early years, he had only the members of his own family as subjects for his investigations. In Jose Silva, you meet a truly self-made, results-minded genius in the tradition of Benjamin Franklin, Henry Ford, and Thomas Edison. Once you've become acquainted with Jose Silva's life and work, you'll gain a practical understanding of exactly how to put the Silva Method into action for enhancing your own quality of life. Make no mistake, what you are about to begin is above all an experiential program. You won't just be hearing about Jose Silva or his techniques. You'll actually use them as you perform the exercises that are included on these tapes, beginning with a relaxation at the end of this side. As the program continues, you'll quickly become familiar with the two basic levels of human mental functioning, the beta level and the alpha level, and you'll learn how to access the alpha level to gain control of your mind's previously untapped resources. On subsequent cassettes, you'll discover how to use a process called mental house cleaning to free your mind of unwanted, unproductive negative thoughts that may be standing between you and your objectives. The fact is, every time you say, "I can't," or "I don't want," or "never," you're putting obstacles in your own path. Mental house cleaning will enable you to replace those obstacles with new, positive affirmations of being healthy, being in control, and even of being blessed. You'll learn to create a mental screen within your mind and to use it for goal setting and goal achievement in both your work and in your personal life. With the mental screen, you'll be able to instantly correct whatever it is in your life that isn't exactly as you want it. How can this be possible? You see, everything that exists in physical form had a prior existence in the purely mental or spiritual dimension. Everything around you was a thought before it became a physical reality. This truth is the basis of the effectiveness of the Silva Method. This is why the method is so powerful. Its techniques go right to the dimension from which all our experience originates. The mental screen will give you a special place for visualizing and transferring whatever you choose back to the spiritual dimension, where positive alterations can be made. And that's only the start. You'll gain a new and superior capacity for mental discipline, to improve your memory, your concentration, and your learning speed, and to enable you to literally think like a genius. By creating your own ideal mental environment, Jose Silva calls it your mental laboratory, you'll be able to work for your own improved health and happiness, and to do the same for others. You'll acquire new knowledge of the mind's hidden powers of clairvoyance, and you'll learn new definitions of misunderstood terms like ESP and psychic phenomena. And finally, by the end of the program, you'll realize the full scope of the great step forward in human understanding that is now taking place. What's more, with the skills and powers you will have gained through the Silva Method, you'll be in the vanguard of that revolution in human consciousness for the betterment of your own life and the lives of everyone around you. As Albert Einstein once pointed out, most people use only about 10% of their brain power. By the time you reach the end of this program, that most people will no longer include you. Your guide throughout this Nightingale Conan program will be Dr. Robert B. Stone, who in collaboration with Jose Silva has adapted these amazing techniques to assist you in achieving a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. Now, here's Dr. Stone.
Jose Silva, the founder of the powerful method of mind control that you're about to learn, is a great American success story. He never had a day of formal education in his life. Yet Jose Silva went on to become a successful businessman, an inventor, an electronics specialist, and one of the most important contributors to our knowledge of the workings of the human brain. The story began in Laredo, Texas, where Jose Silva was born. At the age of 6, when other children were still in kindergarten, Jose was already selling newspapers and shining shoes to support his family after the untimely death of his father. As a teenager, he organized a group of other youngsters to sell products door-to-door. Before most other youngsters had even had their first jobs, Jose had supported himself and his family by cleaning offices, repairing appliances, and even by selling baby chicks. During his service in the Army in World War II, Jose became interested in psychology, and this led to studies in hypnosis, parapsychology, and mind research. Later, he began an electronics business and was a pioneer in developing antenna systems in the early days of television. And as his electronics business grew, so did Jose's research into the hidden workings of the mind. Jose's interest in harnessing the powers of the subconscious by means of what is called the alpha level developed in a direction that most parents share. That is, he wanted to help his children improve their schoolwork. He had called upon his study of hypnotism to formulate a practical procedure for improving his children's grades by strengthening their concentration and increasing their attention spans. The secret was simple but powerful. It was all a matter of relaxation, both physical and mental. But then something happened that would refocus all of Jose Silva's thinking about the mind, an unexpected breakthrough that opened up opportunities for advancing human potential further than he had ever imagined. As part of helping his children, Jose used to read them lessons while they were in a pleasantly relaxed state, a state similar to a hypnotic trance, but at a level where they could still ask and answer questions. On the day of the breakthrough, he was reading some poems to his daughter Isabel, who was then 10 years old. As usual, Jose planned to read the poems to Isabel 3 times, bringing her out of the relaxed state between each reading and then easing her back down again. On the second reading, Jose decided to put the poems in a different order. But when he started to speak, Isabel interrupted him and began reciting the next poem he had intended to read. When she finished, Jose resumed reading another poem. But Isabel again interrupted by reciting the verses he had planned to read after that. Jose was stunned. But there could be no doubt about what had happened. His daughter was reading his mind. And this was not a carnival act with hidden microphones and mirrors. This was happening in his own living room. What sort of explanation was possible? As he read to Isabel, could his mind somehow be broadcasting his intentions? And could his daughter's mind, while in a relaxed state, somehow gain the ability to act as a receiver of his thoughts? Did the brain have the equivalent of electronic components that were able to act as transmitters and receptors? The answer to these questions proved to be a resounding yes. It was the start of a period of learning and growth that continues to this day, that has seen the expansion of the Silva method throughout the world, its acceptance by schools and by businesses, and its continuing benefits for humanity. With training, Jose's daughter Isabel became more and more accurate in guessing what her father was going to say. In fact, it was not long before Jose was convinced that he had turned his daughter into a genuine clairvoyant. And he was confident that he could train other people to use their minds in even more astonishing ways. Over the next 10 years, Jose trained 39 subjects to develop clairvoyant abilities. Then he began assembling independently functioning groups with whom he worked to turn out ever greater numbers of superminds. What had begun as a simple desire to improve his children's schoolwork became a full-fledged effort to reveal the powers and secrets of the human mind. That effort was successful. The program you're hearing now is one result of it, and those powers of the mind are yours for the taking. Remember, this is a program about doing things, about making things happen. So let me tell you right now exactly what you'll need to put the Silva method to work in your life. What you will need, in a word, is faith. And despite the religious connotations of that word, I'm not speaking specifically about a belief in God. The kind of faith I'm referring to has three components. They are desire, belief, and expectancy. Desire, belief, and expectancy are words that express feelings, and feelings are subjective. They exist within us, not as objects in the physical world like chairs or airplanes. But despite the fact that your feelings cannot be photographed or measured with a yardstick, they most certainly are real, and they are potentially very potent forces. Desire has led to the creation of everything that man has achieved throughout human history. Expectation and belief have powered that desire. Yes, what I call faith is a real energy at work. It is creative, and it's focused by your own mind. When you say things like, I don't desire, I don't expect, or I don't believe, you are keeping your mind's creative energy turned off. When you say, I desire, you turn the energy on. When you add, I believe, you're turning up the voltage. And when you declare, I expect, there's no limit to what you can accomplish.
Scientific study over the past decades has confirmed the fact that most successful people use their brains differently than the average person does. These successful people use more of their brains, and they use them in a special manner. With the Silva method, you'll discover how you can start using your mind like a genius. Here's Dr. Stone to explain.
The first step in tapping into the hidden resources of your mind is to take a good look at how it works. A good way to do this is to refer to the progress guide that accompanies this program. The chart on page 3 illustrates our concepts about the body, the brain, and the mind. As you can see, the chart is divided both horizontally and vertically. The left side represents the physical, the center section, the brain, and the right side represents the mental. The calibrated track running from top to bottom of the chart is a measurement scale of the brain's vibration rate. Just as your heart beats so many times per minute, your brain emits a certain number of vibrations or cycles per second. You may ask, why is the chart called the scale of brain evolution? I think the answer is very interesting and very important. Science tells us that the human brain developed over millions of years. At first, the brain frequency, that is, its rate of vibration, must have been very low. Gradually, it evolved the capacity to function at higher and higher frequencies, with a beta level the highest level known to date. This process of evolution from low frequency to high frequency is repeated in every human embryo, with the first detectable frequencies being delta. Once the embryo's brain reaches today's state of evolution, the child is born. As children grow, they begin to use more of their brains, as evidenced by faster frequencies. At about the time that the baby teeth fall out and the permanent teeth appear, there's an important shift in mental functioning. Now alpha frequency is dominant. The right side of the brain begins to be used more. The child becomes more imaginative, and rapid learning can take place. This is a critical moment in human development. If the child is taught at this point to use both the left and right brain hemispheres for thinking, he or she will retain that valuable ability throughout life. But unfortunately, very few people learn to use both brain hemispheres. For most people, overall average brainwave frequency increases as development proceeds. Right brain thinking decreases, and ultimately about 90% of humanity come to use only the left brain hemisphere in thinking. As you master the Silva method, you will learn to access more of your mind by slowing down your brainwave frequency to the alpha level, that is, between 7 to 14 vibrations per second. In other words, the Silva method is a way of voluntarily entering the alpha level while retaining conscious control of your mind. Now, both brain hemispheres, not just the left, can take part in the thinking process. With the right hemisphere participating, you are literally a different person than when only your left hemisphere is involved in thinking. You are wiser. You have a higher IQ. You are more creative. You can solve whatever problems confront you, and you are able to achieve your life's goals. Sound interesting? Let me give you some instances of the Silva method in action. For example, suppose you're a jet engine inspector in an aerospace plant on the West Coast. Your job is to spot defects in the engines by using electronic equipment. As you arrive on the assembly line, you unfocus your eyes and visualize that the next engine on the line has arrived. You check out the engine in your imagination. You spot a defect in your mental picture. Sure enough, it shows up electronically later. A coincidence? Jose Silva's definition of coincidence is, when higher intelligence, your own higher intelligence, lends a hand to the picture but chooses not to sign it. Another example. Imagine yourself as the manager of a real estate investment firm. You want contacts from people who are interested in selling their property. You enter your alpha level, you program yourself to get exactly what you want, and you do get it. Because of your desire, expectation, and belief, you get more property listings than you can handle. Although from a scientific viewpoint, we can now understand the power of mental programming, the fact remains that it works like magic. A storekeeper who uses the Silva method will be more skillful in establishing a proper inventory from season to season. He or she will know just which items to stock and in the correct quantity. A medical doctor or other health care worker can learn to be more accurate in diagnosis than any piece of laboratory equipment, because although left brain perceptions can be deceived, right brain sensing is uncannily dependable. The examples could go on and on. Users of the Silva method are able to see results like these in their daily lives. If you complete this program and practice what you've learned, you may be able to do even more. You can achieve virtually any worthwhile goal once you take control of the full powers of your mind.
You've now gained some familiarity with the Silva method, how it originated, how it works, and what it can do for you. You're ready to actually perform your first exercise, but perform isn't really the correct word because there's no effort required. It's a simple relaxation exercise. Whenever you do an exercise on this program, you'll always be told exactly what to expect before you begin. There are no surprises. This is not a form of hypnotism. You won't be lulled into a trance, and you will be in control at all times. In fact, if you heard something you didn't expect while you were at your alpha level, it would most likely bring you back up to beta and terminate the exercise. To receive the full benefit of the Silva method exercises in this program, all you need to do is follow the instructions as you hear them. However, the exercises do require your full attention, so do not attempt to follow them while driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything that prevents you from concentrating on the program. If you wish to repeat some of the exercises you've already heard, please feel free to do so, as this will strengthen your ability to reach your alpha level. On the other hand, skipping ahead is probably not a good idea. Silva Mind Control is a cumulative, progressive experience, with each exercise building upon the previous ones. To get the full benefit of the program, it's important to do the exercises in sequence. Now, here's Laura Silva to explain further.
Our standard way of relaxing and entering the alpha dimension of brain frequency is to associate numbers with the desired states. Number 6 is the everyday conscious level. Number 5 is eyelid fatigue. Number 4 is eyes closed and ready to relax. 3 is physical relaxation, and 2 is mental relaxation. Number 1 is the alpha plane level that you can use for whatever purpose you desire. Just closing your eyes eliminates about 85% of your awareness of the outside world and causes your brain to function at a lower frequency. Closing the eyes and sitting quietly is, in fact, a simple Silva method technique for learning to function at alpha. That's what you'll be doing in the first exercise, simply relaxing with your eyes closed. So, to begin, take a seat in a comfortable chair, preferably one in which your back is straight, but not rigid. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and exhale. To help you enter a relaxed state of mind, I'm now going to count backwards from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7. Feel yourself relax and go deeper. 6, 5, 4, deeper and deeper. 3, 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind. Relax your eyelids. Feel how relaxed they are. Allow this feeling of relaxation to flow throughout your body, all the way down to your toes. I'm now going to be silent for a moment. When you next hear my voice, it will not startle you, and it will be as if an hour of time has passed at this level of mind. I will now bring you out of this level of relaxation by counting from 1 to 5. When you open your eyes at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, 3. When you open your eyes at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 4, 5. Feeling better than before. Feeling as you do when you've had the right amount of relaxing, healthy sleep. As your training proceeds, you will learn to completely relax physically and mentally while at your alpha level. This will not only relieve stress, but can also strengthen your health. Your body heals itself at the alpha level. By relaxing for 15 minutes each day at this level of brain function, you can improve your physical well-being and make yourself more resistant to illness. And when you learn to function at the alpha brainwave level, you'll also be able to apply Silva method techniques to solve problems and to help you achieve your goals.
This concludes Side 1. On Side 2, you'll learn new relaxation techniques, and you'll find out how to enter the alpha level while retaining control of your thoughts.